Will purple loosestrife single-handedly destroy all of our wetlands? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Comment after this.
You are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
Currently, it seems that the so-called environmentalists are obsessed with the uprooting of every purple loosestrife plant in the province. It's a task that they'll never complete. Purple loosestrife is a beautiful garden plant that has a long flowering period, tolerates shade or sun, and as we know, even prefers soils that are continuously damp. Will it in fact be responsible for the complete demise of all of our wetlands, as is promoted by the self-interest groups who want it banned? Did you realize that wetlands remain in existence for only a period of time, regardless of so-called predators such as loosestrife or not? Our individual existence is but a tiny fraction of the life of the planet. For us to say that wetlands are being destroyed entirely during our lifetime is rather self-serving. In fact, over several hundred years, virtually all the wetlands we now know will become non-existent, and many new such lands will be formed. Observers of the natural progression of the planet's landform confirm this. The real reason certain groups see purple loosestrife as a threat is that it threatens their sports, angling and hunting, and they've been successful in convincing other conservation groups that the plant is actually a threat to wetlands themselves. In fact, owners of ponds, which have natural vegetation such as willows and cedars around them, have found that these native plants will exclude loosestrife without any help from meddling human beings. I'm Art Drysdale.